KLDJ.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
It is hour number two of this abbreviated Sunday transmission. I'm live 4 hours a day, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. I come back on Sundays for an abbreviated 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you for joining us. You know, normally I don't go with stories that aren't completely documented out in the open. But when I am aware separately that everything in the story has already been proven and admitted in other mainstream or government documents, then I cover it. Again, a year and a half, this is now 3 years ago, but a year and a half before it became mainstream news, I was sent secret FEMA documents from a pastor. Then I got a second group of them. FEMA found out which particular pastor had sent it to me, went and threatened them. And it said that they were paying preachers, now 26,000 of them. This ties in with InfraGuard. You can Google that with 20-plus thousand executives that have shoot-to-kill orders, martial law powers. And they're expanding that. It's part of continuity of government infrastructure protection. And in the documents it says, this is how you teach your flock to take forced inoculations, to go to the FEMA camp, to follow the orders of troops, to turn their firearms in. Now that's been on mainstream TV and radio and in government documents, and FEMA now admits it because we exposed it and they had to put their spin on it. But it's now mainstream news, and it's mainstream news. They're going to are putting 20,000 regular Army troops to patrol American streets, and they're going to use Marines, and that's now in the news that they're suddenly at DUI checkpoints and car wrecks for PR. They're unveiling it under PR. You know, you're not against getting people out of wrecked cars, are you, on the highway? The Marines are here to help. You're not for drunk drivers, are you? Now, I remember a Rocky Mountain news story out of Colorado in 2002 with the headline, Governor prepares mass graves incinerators for bioweapons release. And FEMA and the CDC now admit that they're prepared for this. Now, when county officials get shocked by it, they don't know where to go look for the original backstory. Also, FEMA lies to them, even though it's open source, documented, and they could find out if they knew where to look. That's like towns where they see an army base that have thousands of federal and state prisoners on it in, quote, forced labor. They sign a waiver to get a shorter sentence to then be under labor, but then they're basically slaves. They don't know how to Google civilian inmate labor camp program. Civilian inmate labor camp program. It was secret in 86 when they started it. The feds were doing it to train military how to keep U.S. prisoners that were non-military related. And they declassified it in 97, and we've covered it ever since. But neighbors who were by these camps all over the country, like Anniston, Alabama, there's 24 of them now. There was 12 when they first started it back in the 90s when it first leaked out. It started in the 80s. So there's some backstory that FEMA, indeed, with these integration centers, with these threat integration centers, fusion centers, are federalizing everything. And there's now executive orders out and PDD 51 and John Warren Defense Authorization Act and Pentagon directives saying they're going to have camps and put people in them, and they've built the camps, and it's been in the Houston Chronicle. So all that's public. But then city officials and county officials, when they know about it, they're then scared to talk to the public. Now, a reporter has done the full interview. This reporter we're about to talk to has heard the full interview. He knows the county official. He's in Indiana on the Illinois border. But we're not going to release the official's name in emergency management because the person, I guess, is scared. We'll find out. But the point is, it's documented. We'll just leave it at that. And so I want to go ahead and bring up now Doug Williams. And Doug Williams writes for Daily Newscaster. The headline is FEMA and DHS preparing for mass graves and martial law near Chicago? And, sir, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me on today, Mr. Jones.
I did that little bit of background for folks to understand. Everything that's in your article is already public. Just this particular case isn't, because the individual won't go public.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, the people in this position, they worry about retribution and possible responses to them coming out into the open.
Give us your, I mean, you know the official, you're near the county. I mean, give us any, your concerns, why you wrote the story.
Well, I'm concerned for a couple of reasons. One, I've been following the martial law story for quite a while. I've been doing the research on it. I've looked into NSPD 51, into the other documents they have, setting up FEMA camps, setting up the legalities to make it possible for the federal government to co-opt local county officials to execute national plans and programs. And one of those programs is, setting up a police apparatus for controlling the population.
Yes, sir, did we lose your phone?
I'm back. There was a hiccup right there.
I understand.
This is an important issue. These are real issues. These are things that are happening right now. And when someone's willing to come out and speak about their experiences with DHS and with FEMA employees, I think it's important for people to find out about that. So we wanted to put that out and share that with the public.
Now, again, when I say every part of this article I've separately confirmed, for years we've talked about how they order county and city officials to send police, firemen, medical workers to these FEMA meetings, that it's unfunded mandate. They order them to go to these classes where they scare the daylights out of them, but then are also very deceptive with them and tell them, oh, this is for earthquakes and hurricanes, and then say, well, it's for terrorism. Then they start demonizing gun owners. They ask, who are the local troublemakers? And then the ears go up on the locals. In fact, I had a fireman shoot video of FEMA in Kansas City saying the founding fathers are bad. You know, we're setting this up for the people's own good. So, I mean, I've got a lot of this stuff. It's really creepy. The problem is I'm tired of these county officials being scared to go public. They need to go public now, like Thomas Sanchez did with me in 1999, the Kingsville emergency manager, when they told him, we're getting ready for gun confiscation. That's what these military drills are for.
Well, you know, part of the process is, you know, people are scared. They're intimidated. They're brought into these conference rooms. They're brought into these situations with these federal authorities. And, you know, they're either through oath and sometimes through contract, they are not permitted to discuss certain things. They will actually classify some of these meetings.
Now, yeah, these federalization meetings. Tell folks about this particular clip we're going to play after the break. Now, that you've heard the full clip, but this is edited for you.
Yeah, I've heard the unedited clip. This is a municipal official. I've vetted out the – I'm not on the tape myself. I've vetted out the individual in a northwestern county here in Indiana, not too far from Chicago. And they were required by law to have six. They actually had more conversations and meetings, but they had to have a minimum of six meetings with federal authorities, particularly DHS and FEMA, to basically answer their questions. And at first it was about instituting a hazard mitigation program, and that was explained as something to prepare for tornadoes.
Yeah, they always use something reasonable, like the Army's going to help stop drunks on the streets, and then it's, and take guns, but go ahead.
And that's exactly how they got them involved and got them started in it. And then the questions, either the verbal questions, the written questionnaires, the information they wanted to know about infrastructure, telling them to plan for just unbelievable disaster scenarios that are just unrealistic for the area. It caused concern. You know, what were these meetings really about? Because they didn't actually seem to be about preparing for tornadoes.
And then they said, oh, it's mass graves. Oh, it's martial law. Oh, it's for 400,000 people flooding your county. Oh, you need hardened bunkers. And they said, why? And they said, oh, in case jets fly into them. And they said, no, jets were in the countryside in cornfields. Well, we all know it's really to fight the American people.
Yeah, they looked. They had a map, and they had it out on the table in one of the conferences, and asked the people there from the county. Said, you know, if we need to locate mass graves, where, point a good area out. Where would we do that? And that was odd enough on its own. And then they asked them, would they accept bodies from other counties?
Well, you know, this is the incredible thing. FEMA, we found the purchase orders where they bought millions in different locations around the country of these plastic coffins for mass death. And then when you try to ask FEMA about it, they deny that they're really coffins. And then we can call the company up that makes them and find the purchase order for them. So they're gearing up for something really big, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to talk about it more and play this clip and break it down and analyze it with a head emergency manager in a major county in Indiana on the border with Illinois and Chicago. It's all coming up after the break. Please stay with us. He's Doug Williams. and he writes for the Daily Newscaster.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You've heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, and P.S., you'll lose some weight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back live. Anything else you want to say before we play this clip? You can come back and comment on it. Doug Williams with the Daily Newscaster.
I'm sorry, Mr. Jones, what was that?
Anything you'd like to say before we play this clip?
You know, it's just people need to realize that these preparations are going on, and when preparations like this happen, they're not for no reason. That needs to be kept in mind. that they're doing this for a reason.
Well, also, if the establishment really wanted to have true emergency preparedness, they would involve the community with the old-fashioned civil defense. But FEMA, and this is on record, we reported this the day it happened during Katrina. It was in local news. No one believed us, but it came out in congressional testimony, and I interviewed the head of the parish, that New Orleans, that's the name of the county's there, in the parish, Mr. Richard. On record, the feds jammed the police cell phones and then said, oh, look at how the locals, 80% of the cops just walked off the job. They jammed their cell phones, went in, cut down the police radio lines, and then the police found out 3 days in and had to fix it and guard it, and FEMA showed up with guns in an armed standoff and wanted to cut the lines. And it later came out they wanted to have it be a disaster so they could use it as a, quote, laboratory to test gun confiscation. They then sent in the regular troops. Lair NewsHour admits, and there's YouTube clips of this, that Israeli troops, Israeli contractors were used. Blackwater was used, high and dry, gun confiscation. It was all of, I mean, my point is, FEMA is completely evil and keeping all of this secret. And under PDD 51, Congress, they say, doesn't have any authority when Congress is co-equal with the president.
The covert nature of all this questioning should really be the red flag. If this were legitimate, it would be public. They would involve the community. It would be out in the daylight.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and play this clip. Here it is.
There's some things going on here in Indiana that I'm sure people are generally unaware of. And I have some contacts, I had made a contact with Superfaith to talk with him a little bit, but I'm not sure what happened. I think he had an ice storm down there, and I don't know if he's out of it for a while or not.
He's disappeared. No one knows what. I think he's just focusing on the family right now. But you wrote a lot of things in your email. Why don't you just go through them one at a time and break it down for us? What do you see? What's going on?
About a year and a half to 2 years ago, we started being contacted by FEMA saying you've got to put some plans together. The first plans had to do with the reason was avian flu. Now, I don't know. My brother's a doctor, and a couple hundred people around the world have died from bird flu, and not really a serious threat right now unless they know something that we don't. But the point is, we were to put together a plan to vaccinate every person in the county within 48 hours.
You're kidding me. Wow.
And then that plan has to be practiced two or three times. I mean, literally, we've gotten in every police officer we can, and buses, and volunteers, and set it up. And, logistically, it's just really not possible to do. I mean, we've run through this thing 100 times and in our heads and several times dry runs. It's just not logistically possible. But the point is, they want to be able to vaccinate people very fast for some reason. It might be bird flu, but my brother's saying that, bird flu really, is an event right now, unless they know something we don't know. Then the Sheriff's Department started getting long questionnaires. I got one myself. I didn't fill it out, and lots of questions about, what kind of resources do we have? What kind of, how many officers? What can we handle? What are you going to do if Chicago has an emergency and you have 400,000 people heading into your county? Where can you put mass graves? We need to know spaces of mass graves. How many can you handle? Can you handle bodies from surrounding counties and those types of things? And we're going, what the heck are you guys talking about? Tell us what's going on. Hold up, and nothing's going on. We're just contingency plans. If something ever happens, we just really need to know how to handle things. And then I was contacted by Homeland Security through what we have to do is have what is called a hazard mitigation plan. All right, well, that sounds good. And what they're saying is FEMA is saying that disasters are costing them too much money. So we've got to have a plan to mitigate the damage from disasters if a disaster ever happens. And I understand you've got New Orleans, you've got fires in California, and you've got the tornadoes in Oklahoma, and you have those things going on. But we're looking at going, you know, look, we're in the middle of a cornfield. What kind of disasters are we talking about? Oh, earthquakes and, you know, fires and flooding and tornadoes. And okay, well, what is this? What are the real chances of those things happening to us? Oh, it's very rare, but still, we want to have mitigation plans. What kind of stuff you talk about? I just had my last meeting today with them, in fact. And, you know, they're literally telling me that they want to harden our fire stations. Right, what do you mean by that? Well, you know how when a 747 hits, here's what he said today, when a 747 hits a nuclear reactor and just slides off of it, that kind of hardening we're talking about.
What the heck? Oh my God.
Well, first off, you know, I mean, for what reason? You know, if a 747 lands in the middle of town, it's not worried about the whole town. Forget the fire department.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, you know, that's just an example. Well, you know, hardened against water, what do you think's going to happen? Well, we think this may be high wind. Well, those are two different things you're talking about there. You know what? What is going on? And, you know, they're just, so we have to put together, and I went to the first two meetings. There's six mandatory meetings. That was the first two, and I said, this is a waste of time. You know, if you don't show, what's going to happen? Well, we don't know, but the law says you have to be involved in it. So we set up this meeting today and had this final meeting. But when we first got there, they made this map out. It's like 10 feet by 5 feet of the whole county. And he said, we want to know every important thing in this county. We want to know where police departments are, where weapons are stored, hazardous material, where can we land a helicopter, where are the airports, how big of a plane can you land in those airports, where are all the bridges, where are all the power stations, where are all the generating stations, where are all the substations. I mean, they literally want to know everything. I'm sitting there thinking of this, as, you know, and I'm thinking, man,
all
really
right, stay there.
Law.
Yeah, that's the kicker, where he says it looks like martial law. We're going to come back, play this, finish up with our guest who has been writing about the story. Stay with us.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Phase 1 of the insiders' plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's finish the very end of that clip with this confirmed. Our guest, again, has it full tape, the name, which county, but we're not putting it out because the county official doesn't want it out. Dealing with FEMA, is FEMA and DHS preparing for mass graves and martial law near Chicago? Yes, they are, and nationwide. Finish up the clip.
When we first got there, they laid this map out. It's like 10 feet by 5 feet of the whole county. And he said, we want to know every important thing in this county. We want to know where police departments are, where weapons are stored, hazardous material, where can we land a helicopter, where are the airports, how big of a plane can you land in those airports, where are all the bridges, where are all the power stations, where are all the generating stations, where are all the substations. I mean, they literally want to know everything. I'm sitting there thinking of this, and I'm thinking, man, if there was ever a martial law, this kind of information is exactly the kind of stuff that I want, because they're all, I mean, we're just laying it all out for him right there.
All right, so there you have it. I've got some points I want to make, but we're talking to the reporter that helped break the story, D.H. Williams, with the Daily Newscaster. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, can I share a quick anecdotal story of why this...
Yeah, your phone cut out again. I think you got somebody calling you on call waiting. Or
actually, this line doesn't have call waiting. Okay. But can I share a quick anecdotal story why this is so important?
Sure.
Back in 1986, I was serving at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. I was attached to a unit, about 20 men. To be in the unit, you had to have at least a secret clearance or above. And the reason for that is we would have secret meetings where we would go into in the middle of summer, go into an un-air-conditioned building, close the windows, close the shades. We would pull out a big map, lay it out on the table, and we would talk about potential missions that may happen. For example, in the summer of 86, we had a map of Panama. What we would talk about is the location of the airports, the location of power generation, the communications location, where is the Panamanian Defense Force cadre located, where is their officer school located. We wanted to know about their infrastructure. Well, 3 years later, just before Christmas, that information was put into use when Panama was invaded.
And they never told you that was a plan. They said it was just an exercise.
All we knew is that it was for Panama because we had a map, we had locations, we had names, but they do not get into specifics. They do
well,
not.
Well, let me stop you. I was interviewing Representative Shea out of Oregon this week, and he's all aware of the martial law. He was also in the Army. He's aware of the plan and the FEMA camps, and anybody who's had this training can see what it is. But we don't even have to sit there and read between the lines. FEMA admits they're preparing to take over the states, that the governors have no power for total martial law. And that was my point. In fact, I have a bunch of them here. I want to go through them with you quickly. Four shots. They admit they have a plan for four shots for the entire population. They tried 5 years ago to make all first responders take the smallpox shots to get them ready to nationally force it. They refused, so that program fell apart. They've trained police nationwide to use buses for force roundups for those on the red list. That's part of the training. They're telling, and I've talked to city officials, higher up, they tell them, yes, we're preparing for war with the American people during rebellion when they find out foreign banks have taken over. That's why they're building these bunkers all over the nation. That's why they say, we want you to harden these city locations. Now, back during urban warfare drills in Texas and all over the country that we went to, they would practice taking over the city halls, the police stations, the governor's mansion, the state capitals. And they even admitted it was for the United States. So I videotaped that. I know they've been quietly preparing forever. So there's that. Please comment on that.
Well, that's exactly right. All any unit needs is the information that's being collected from these county officials. You know, 1967, Detroit, there was a riot. People think it's odd or unusual for the military to be brought in, but 1967, I think I said 67, the 82nd Airborne went into Detroit to quell a riot. The military does do these things. It can happen here, and all they need is the information that's being gathered.
But this is being done in conjunction for gun confiscation. That's the point. Let me continue with these. They also are telling all these local counties that everybody has to have FEMA training to deal with IEDs or improvised explosive devices on roadsides.
Well, I can tell you a little something about that as well. That is apparently a big concern. I have friends that are in law enforcement. Over a year ago, a large group was taken down to New Orleans for a two-week training course, and it was specifically to identify and learn procedures about dealing with IEDs. Now, the interesting thing about that training is these police officers were told that the people they need to be concerned about aren't people hiding in caves with beards, but they need to be concerned about soldiers returning from the Middle East.
Yeah, let me expand on that. That's another lie. I have to know what this is really for.
Okay.
They use the ordnance disposal units to first get rid of posse comitatus in the major states. Here in Texas, we caught Army, regular Army checkpoints, searching cars all over I-35. It's in my film, Road to Tyranny. Now, again, just like they've now announced in the Army Times, oh, the Army's going to help at car wrecks. That's to get the public used to having the Army on their streets with something that sounds reasonable. To federalize local police, they started out in the late 80s claiming it was for secret IED or bomb removal, but then we got secret documents that are now public. We got it when the FBI screwed up at a checkpoint and said, here's a press release, idiot, get out of here. And under it, stapled, was the secret, not for distribution. It's up on my website. It's in Police State 2, The Takeover, and Road to Tyranny. And it said, we're here for warrant service, gun confiscation, whatever you need, operating in 1998, already in 77 Texas counties. Now, let me expand. So, see, that's just how they get the local police ready to work with the military and teach them that it's not just Al-Qaeda, it's black people. It's white people. It's Americans. Do you see the PSYOP?
Absolutely, and that's what they're doing. They're saying it's Americans coming back. It's soldiers. It's veterans. They're creating the us versus them scenario. The us being anybody that's a police officer, and them being the rest of us.
Now, they're also, more importantly, in all this urban warfare training and now FEMA takeover communications, they're identifying what county and city officials are dumb and will work with them, what county and city officials are criminals that want to know what's going on and want to join the team, and they're finding out who's going to resist them.
No, it's, yeah, absolutely. It's a basic recruiting ops. I mean, any intelligence organization, that's, you know, one of the basic ways to recruit people.
Did you ever hear about how I interviewed the San Antonio police chief, how he wouldn't let them do that in San Antonio, so they brought in bags of cash?
No.
Yeah, that's in Road to Tyranny. You got to see it.
I'm not surprised. I mean, you know, people are compromised constantly. Money will do that.
Well, this is the same way for, as you know, it's now in a... History Channel piece narrated by Charlton Heston that came out about 10 years ago. For 2 years, they were covertly buying off local officials and doing the same thing and doing drills in Panama, the supposed ally, covertly just to desensitize the Panamanian Defense Forces so when the real invasion happened, they would stand down.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's so much that goes on. Here's something to consider. When you're in the military and you're flying from, let's say, Fort Bragg, from Pope Air Force Base attached to Fort Bragg, you go down to Panama. This is in Noriega's days. You go down to Panama, you get off the plane, you spend your time in Panama, and then when you return home, you get back on the plane. There's no customs. There's no one there to stop you or check you. You get on the plane, you fly back to Fort Bragg, you get off the plane, and the next thing you know, you're in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
That's why they use the dead bodies in Vietnam packed full of cocaine on record.
That's correct.
All right, continuing with my points I want you to comment on. They're saying it's mandatory meetings. That trains them to be under federal control and federal orders.
Yeah, it's an act of submission. They're saying you're going to submit right up front, this is what we're going to do. And if you balk about it, you know, things are not going to be good for you.
Let me ask you this question. I talked to former Special Forces colonels, generals, the former head of all of Special Forces on air has said they're preparing for martial law. I can have police chiefs. I can have them all on. The public still sucks their thumb. You were obviously in Special Forces. You're saying at Bragg. I didn't know that. What are they going to do about the tens of millions of vets who know what this is and recognize what it is and who aren't going to go along with it?
You know, I don't have the exact number, but exactly what's going to happen, but here's what I think. Unfortunately, there's going to be a small contingent of soldiers that are going to do what they're told. There could be some frightening consequences to that. Now, having said that, there's going to be a large number, particularly older veterans, particularly people in the service who are, you know, 20, 25 years
in. Stay there. Do the final segment with us, and we'll try to jam in a few final calls. This is too important. They have prepared for martial law. Offshore banks have seized the United States. Stay with us.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
That's right. Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Go to HempUSA.org. Go to HempUSA.org and ask your legislator and ask your congressman and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'll tell you the good news. I've been having state reps, one or two on, every day for the last few weeks on the weekday show. And most of them are military veterans. They're totally aware. They know all the PDDs. They know about the FEMA camps. But again, all this is now in mainstream news as well. It's just that those of us warning got laughed at, and now we're not being laughed at. Now understand, this is not the U.S. government. Foreign offshore banks have taken full control. We're in receivership now. It's in the IMF and World Bank documents I wrote about in my book, Descent into Tyranny, in 2002. We predicted 2008, 2009. So much of this is such a big planning operation, it's not hidden. The intelligence was all around us. And then by going and covering these events, a lot of it fell into our hands. And by talking to police chiefs and emergency managers, some who had allowed them in, they told us foreign troops were involved, like Jack D. Compton, Alice, Texas police chief, who was former DEA himself. It goes on and on. Now, they're going to stage the riots. They're going to have the locals stand down. The FEMA is going to jam police communications. This is one of their plans, to let the riots get bad, that the military will come in, fix everything, that'll set the precedent. Well, hey, this is a good thing. So, see, there's lots of psyops built into this, and I want to go back to Doug Williams, who's writing for the Daily Newscaster in his story, FEMA DHS Preparing for Mass Graves and Martial Law Near Chicago. Anything you want to add to the points I was just making, and then finish up with the question I gave you about if this does go, people resisting.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people in the military will resist. You know, it all depends on how it plays out. Now, here's my hope. My hope is that we can cut this off by exposing the information, by forcing these people, FEMA, the DHS, force these people out into the open, make them answer questions, find out why they're doing it, and why they're not doing it in public. And then maybe we can change things because, you know, a lot of people that want to question your information or my information, they say, well, you're not telling us when it's going to happen. Well, let me tell you, from being in that position, no one knows when it's going to happen at this point. It's not about knowing when. It's about being prepared.
A phone call is made that says launch the operation. There's probably only 10 guys in the National Security Council aware of it. And then they go with the go date. Then it happens.
That's correct. There's a chain of command, and everybody below that chain of command, they don't know. They're given generalities enough to do their mission.
But do you agree, I've seen them do this in third world countries, that they're first going to have a rollout to set the precedent where the troops come out, they fix everything, now the precedent's set?
Well, that's part of what happened in New Orleans when the 82nd went there. It really hurt me to see that happen. I was really disappointed.
The gun confiscation?
Yeah, I was disappointed to see those guys on the street.
And that was their first blood. That was training them to confiscate the guns. Finally here, I want to encourage you to come back on the weekday show so we can spend more time and let you have a chance to flesh this out, because I really respect your knowledgeable opinion on this, Mr. Williams. But I also want to challenge FEMA workers, county, city people around the country listening right now on AM and FM shortwave internet satellite to email my producer, JoeyV@Infowars.com, to CC it to Aaron with two A's at Infowars.com. And we're good at keeping your anonymity if that's what you want, but this is the time the country needs you. I just go public. You're allowed as an American to expose this so more of you can come out, because you're right, Mr. Williams. If we expose this, then they lose the element of surprise and they won't be able to get away with it.
Well, they just won't be able to have the same results. It just, they won't be able to control opinion. They won't be able to. It's a production. It's a performance. And if you ruin the performance, if you tell the magician's trick before he does it, it simply doesn't have the same effect on the audience.
We're in a life and death info war, and you know, Mr. Williams, 90% of war is info war.
Absolutely. And, you know, people should not discount open source intelligence. 90% of all intel is open source. It's just about digging and getting the information. It doesn't have to be super secret or something only a few people know. Usually those secrets, there's nothing there or nothing to those at all.
Well, yeah, because they'll have 20 battle plans. What you can't miss is the overall architecture and the system. I mean, when I went and videotaped Marines in Hebron, Maryland, or Oakland, California, training to confiscate guns with role players screaming, "I'm an American, please don't take my guns," I mean, right there we know what this is. One other key point. Who's watched C-SPAN the last year? Every time FEMA's up speaking, it's generals in uniform in the FEMA positions now.
You know, that's what really concerns me is the senior officers that seem to have a different program, that seem to be involved in something that I don't recognize from my years of service.
Well, I told everybody they were going to build up the anti-terror apparatus in the name of fighting al-Qaeda, that they would then announce white al-Qaeda, which CNN and Fox have done, and claim that all Americans could be al-Qaeda. And it's now happened. They're swinging the whole apparatus around against the people and training police that the American people are the enemy. And the Army admits they're preparing to, quote, engage the American people during insurrection. And PDD 51 says, and the John Warren Defense Authorization Act, really the big one, says that the governors are just puppets and serve as dual-headed officers of the federal government. And that Congress wants to see the full text of PDD 51 for now a year, Mr. Williams, and they won't show it to Congress.
Well, times are urgent. 20 years ago, 25 years ago, these types of things were just not even something that could be considered. The idea of NORTHCOM existing would have been abhorrent. You know, that's not something we talked about. We used to sit around and in a formal way discuss the Geneva Conventions and discuss posse comitatus. We weren't even allowed to wear our battle dress uniforms off the fort.
Well, that's it. And now NORTHCOM is operational command over the United States as a war zone. And the entire infrastructure of face scanning cameras, FEMA bunkers, is all under Colorado Springs, Colorado, and NORTHCOM. And now it's not just Alex Jones warning you, or General Stubblebine when I've had him on, former head of Special Forces. Now they admit the battle program. They admit the profile, because that means they're about to go with it or are considering it. When they finally start the PSYOP to unveil it with PR and package it with sicky sweetness, that means they have the safety off, the gun is to the Republic's head, and they're beginning to pull the trigger.
Well, what we need to be concerned about is what kind of circumstances do they set, what stage do they set to roll it out? Because they're going to create an emergency, I believe. I don't know what, but I think they'll use the guise of "we're here to help you."
Well, here's the problem. People are going to see through the PSYOP of "we're here to help you," and I believe it's going to turn into a shooting war, and I don't want that. And I believe in the end the globalists are going to lose on this.
That's the absolute last thing we want. We do not want to go up against these guys. with the training that they have. That would not be a good scenario, and I don't want to see that happen.
Let me just say this: this is not Panama City, and if they try gun confiscation nationwide with the PSYOP, I wouldn't want to be the guys coming to get the guns, though.
No. I just don't want to see any bloodshed. I really think the information war is where it's at. I really think exposing people. I think, your program, what you do, is just so important. We've got to get this information out. It's open source, or what I call open secrets, and it just needs to be made public so these people realize that they don't have the right, they don't have the authority to do what they're doing. FEMA doesn't have the authority. They're using, if you go into the history of all this, and I don't know how much, we're running out of time, but, they've used memorandums of understanding. They've used color of law. They've used programs to erode our legal system and turn it into the rule of man instead of the rule of...
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that to claim that Congress has no involvement in emergencies now, I mean, in the founding documents, Congress is above the executive. Then they made the executive co-equal. Now they're claiming Congress isn't involved. Google it, folks. Congress not even allowed to see martial law plans. Mainstream news. I mean, here's a headline out of McClatchy newspapers dealing with the bailout. Dirty secret of the bailout. 32 words that none dare utter. And it says here, decisions by the secretary pursuant to the authority of this act are non-renewable, reviewable, and committed to agency discretion and may not be reviewed by any court of law or any administrative agency. Folks, we're being robbed by the IMF, by the World Bank, and all of us are together in this against the globalists. We must say no. But we also need to let them know, Mr. Williams, that we're not going to FEMA camps, we're not taking forced inoculations, and we're not turning our guns in.
Well, that's absolutely the case. Anybody that would even allow that to happen to themselves or their family, it would be a huge mistake. You don't want to cooperate with that. It's not your responsibility. I support my best friends, the greatest people I've ever met, still friends with today, were people I'd met in the military, some people still serving in the military. I have nothing but admiration.
When you talk to them, are they aware of what's going on?
Yes, they are.
That's the word I get from thousands of sources, is the majority of the military sees them hiring gangbangers, illegal aliens, felons. They know they're creating a criminal cadre. They're getting rid of all the esprit de corps. They're getting rid of all the great history, everything, and that the real troops are very upset.
They are. There's real concerns in the community, without a doubt. And, I really think we can stop this, and we can do it the way you're doing it, the way these state legislators are doing it.
Saying they're not going to go along with martial law, 21 states saying they're saying no to the globalists. I want to get you back on the show later this week, Mr. Williams, okay?
Sure, I'd be glad.
All right, we'll be contacting you tomorrow. I'm sorry I didn't get the other calls. This was too important. Folks, I'm risking my life, my family. This stuff is real. I told you it. 12, 14 years before all this came out, what was going to happen? I'm risking my life. This is real. They're going to steal everything you got unless you say no. God bless you all. Get out there and take on tyranny.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.